Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Flipkart is bolstering its AI push with a series of new hires from companies including Coupang, Swiggy, Razorpay, Tata Digital, and MasterCard, as the Walmart-owned e-commerce giant deepens its focus on artificial intelligence and technology-led transformation, reports Aryaman Gupta. Vodafone Idea non-executive chairman Kumar Mangalam Bidla sought to reassure investors today about the telecom operator's revival prospects, saying the company has emerged from one of the toughest phases in its history. Danish Khan reports on the context as Birla's assurance came at an extraordinary general meeting where shareholders considered a 4,730 crore rupees promoter funding proposal aimed at supporting the company's turnaround and strengthening lender confidence. Rising smartphone and laptop prices, driven by higher component costs and a growing consumer preference for premium devices, are pushing more Indian buyers towards financing and longer tenure EMI schemes. Danish Khan reports on how phone and laptop purchases made through EMI schemes have more than doubled over the past year, rising from around 20% before last year's price hikes to up to 45% currently. With the first of the three FIFA World Cup 2026 opening ceremonies later tonight in Mexico, Akshara Srivastav and Danish report that the tournament is driving a surge in television and merchandise sales, particularly so in football-obsessed states such as West Bengal and Kerala. This has given a sluggish consumer electronics market a timely lift. Meanwhile, Ishan Gera notes that while India's FIFA ranking has slipped to a decade-low 136, World Cup history shows rankings alone rarely determine qualification fortunes. Government officials are increasingly concerned that an El Niño-caused weak monsoon could hit pulses and soybean production this year, potentially increasing India's reliance on imports, Priyansh Verma reports. The outlook is not uniformly bleak. Healthy reservoir levels should protect rice output, while better irrigation and crop planning systems leave India better prepared than it was during the last major El Niño episode in 2015. On the markets, Capital Group, the world's largest active fund manager, has reduced its India exposure by nearly two-thirds since FY24. For context, the combined value of holdings of India's 20 largest FPIs has fallen 12% over the same period, writes Pavan Burugula. The retreat isn't universal. Norway's Norges Bank has increased its India bets and remains the country's largest foreign portfolio investor by a wide margin. With AI driving the global conversation on markets, Kushi Keswani writes on why Bernstein Research believes that investors may be overestimating AI's threat to India, how the rise of AI may end up inflicting a far bigger hit on high-income economies than on middle-income nations. Also read Jay Jagannath's piece on whether the Indian market will benefit if the tech sell-off in the US gathers steam. People moves continue in banking. Arkishma Iyer and Hamsini Karthik report that RBL Bank is set to name HDFC Bank veteran Bhavin Lakpatwala as its chief financial officer in one of its first major leadership hires since Emirates NBD acquired a controlling stake in the lender. And finally, with a hidden AI safeguard turning into a public headache for Anthropic, the IPO-bound company apologized after developers and researchers criticized restrictions in its new Claude Fable 5 model. Vikas SN explains how these restrictions quietly limited assistance with frontier AI development tasks, what the row is about, and what next. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.